it's the linchpin, lynching, antsy engine, bit by bit, chomping at the bit, my shots hit accurate, a profit, passionate.
Hey, what's up, internet? It's Wes Gardner, host of a lot of the Nitro Beard Beardcast episodes.
And new dad.
And new dad, that's right. We just had a few quick minutes here. It's kind of late, but a few quick minutes. I missed last week's show because I'm now a daddy, and I'm super happy, and it's amazing. But I felt bad about missing the Beardcast, so I was like, okay, we got to record a quick something. It's kind of late, but, you know, we're here. And right over there,
we got a couple of us together.
Yeah, we got Brian Belita over there.
Yep. I'm Brian Belita, and it's March 32nd, 2012.
That's right. And right over there, we got Imran Khan.
I'm Imran Khan, and hello.
That's right.
And hello.
Solid.
Yes.
Yeah. I like you say the greeting after you say, like, shaking hands, right?
It's shaking things up.
That's right. And speaking of shaking things up, the reason why I've kind of wanted to get us in, it's not the full cast, as you know. I mean, Matt Pierce, Mark Bradshaw, Tyler Alou, they're not in the building right now, but... I just want to make this kind of quick podcast, kind of catch up on things. I really haven't had a lot of time to play video games much for a pretty good reason.
I would imagine.
But I think it's...
imagine diapers.
Yeah. Imagine vomit. It's been the past week of my life.
No. With babies, it's like spittle, isn't it? It's spit up. It's not vomit.
That's right. That's
it's cute. It's just called spit up.
And they make the funny noises when they do it. Like, it's not a grown man like a...
Right.
You're letting out your intestines through your mouth. Yeah, it's just this little cute...
It's a musical.
Yeah, just like a... And then, you know, something happens, you get a nice result out of it.
That reminds me of the song Imran was actually just telling us about, I think. And we might put toss it on the end of this podcast or something.
Yeah. Yeah. But the main reason I wanted to kind of do this, and I think the three of us here, you know, with Brian Belita and myself, Tyler Lou's not here, but we're kind of the creators of Nitro Beard. And then we got Imran Khan, who kind of took things off with the Jump Cast, which you can find on Nitro Beard. I wanted to kind of get the three of us in here because we've been kind of emailing about this over the past week. You know, I haven't been around the computer, stuff like that, but we've been kind of in communication about the future of Nitro Beard and kind of where we're heading. And I think it's only right for us to make kind of these plans in transparent. You know, we were discussing this through email, but all of us kind of felt that, you know, you guys out there, you guys supporting us, need to know. You need to know kind of what we're thinking, where we're going. So that being said, you know, I'm a new dad. My perspective has kind of changed. I love Nitro Beard, love it dearly, always have and always will. Made it, you know, out of passion for this industry and passion for having cool people to talk with about this stuff. But for the time being, I don't see how really Nitro Beard and the Beardcast and things like that kind of fit into my schedule. It sounds really weird to say, and it breaks my heart to say it, but it's one of those things, right? I mean, new things are happening in personal life, and I kind of got to have a clean slate, as it were. And kind of, if all the longtime listeners remember, the same thing happened with Tyler.
Yeah, I mean, it's sadly.
Tyler left for a little bit, and he's been back on recently. You know, not near enough. I mean, we would all love him on every single week, but that's just not possible.
Yeah, he's back and forth, and he does the Twitter thing, and that's probably the easiest way to see the kind of things that he's up to. And you can always catch his witty banter and thoughts.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a good way to keep track. And, you know, he's always part of the Nitro Beard family. In the same way that I'd like to think, you know, I'd always be part of the Nitro Beard family, no matter how long I'd leave and then come back and things like
that. Or how short your beard is.
That's right, you know. we don't really discriminate. It might seem like a big, tight-knit circle, you know, kind of hush-hush about the beards. But, you know.
Discriminate against those dirty no-bearders.
Yeah, but not necessarily the case. If you're good people, you're good people. But, I think it was only fair to actually... You know, tell everyone. That's kind of why I missed this past week too. And you know, after missing a week, I was like, "Well, what if I have to miss the next week and the next week and the next week?" And that wouldn't be fair to the other bearders, and it definitely wouldn't be fair to the fans not knowing. So,
it's just not quite Nitro Beard without Wes Gardner.
Oh, how dare you! See, but you guys did great.
How dare me? You were like, "Oh," and then how dare me?
But like episode 79 this past week was awesome. You know what I mean? You guys got George Cavalines on there. You had
Mike Lemieux.
Yeah, Mike Lemieux from the Jump Cast.
I mean, he's gonna hate you for that.
Well, I knew I was gonna say Mark Lemieux, and that's not nice. I think that's like a pro hockey player or something, or like a hybrid baby of Mark Bradshaw and Mike Lemieux.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so it's kind of a bittersweet message, but I mean, I'll be around, you know, and, but what I did want to say is I wanted to be the one to kind of pass the torch. Brian Belita, you're about to be where I'm at. And
yep.
I kind of want to.
Matt Pierce is next, but yes, I'm as far as the people we got here right now.
Right,
I'm
at the moment. And this is also for Matt. I know he's going to listen too. And it is different. Your perspective does change. But as far as, you know, the show must go on, as they say. And I found it only fitting with how successful the JumpCast has been doing for Nitrobeard. And, you know, you guys are getting your own solid fan base over there. And it only makes sense to pass the Beardcast officially off to you, Imran, because you've already proved that you know how to do it. The editing part's not, it's not too hard, but it's not very easy either. It's kind of this weird in between. You kind of got to know what's up with it.
But, and I know you're not always fond of our music choices.
Yeah, I mean, so you can kind of take the show in your own direction, you know?
Oh, I will. I will. That's not ominous at all.
No, I mean, don't change it too much now.
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't think you're in any position to complain there, Brian.
Yeah.
I believe Wes just handed the reins off to me.
Oh my. Well, it's a team decision, though.
We're going to go with what I say.
Well, I'll send you an email.
Okay. I'll ignore it, but okay.
Oh, man. But yeah, actually, Matt's already, we've kind of, he's been toying around on a couple things. That's why you haven't seen an article for him before. But if you look right now, you'll see he's got an article up. And he's actually going to be, I can't remember what it was.
Oh,
Wes, do you remember?
Yeah, he got another gig. And this is kind of a
deal. It was some magazine.
Yeah,
he's getting published in a Teen Conservative magazine.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah, and as you can see on NitroBeard.com, he did a great review of this, kind of this new story. I don't, what's it called? Let me bring it up.
They can look and they can.
Yeah, it's up there. And I mean, it's kind of a newer deal. It's a really solid review. It's very, very snappy, very good. I think it fits all the criteria to be just a grade A review.
I found it to be a visceral review.
It was very compelling, and you know, it was a treat to read. You know, I mean, but if you're a fan of good reviews, go check out Matt Pierce's new review on Nitrobeard.
Yeah.
And we have Mark Bradshaw is going to be doing some new gigs as well. That's kind of why he's not here. He's been sending us some emails. He's getting some pretty decent offers for some gigs. He's gotten fairly popular, especially since the Sonic Endurance race. He was up there, and he's gotten a lot of new fans and things like that. And I think he's going to be, what was it? He's going to be, I believe,
he's
Annunciation taking, coach, right?
Like, right, yes. Well, not only that, but he's also, Penny Arcade Report bought the rights to Wallet Abuse.
That's right.
Which is good. I mean, you'll still see him around here with us, but
well, that was called Fred Kuchera's Wallet Abuse.
Right now,
despite the fact he's still writing it,
yeah. It has the Ben Kuchera stamp, so you know it's quality, and it's always quality because of Mark Bradshaw. But I think Mark Bradshaw understood that the higher plane, you know, there's that top tier.
I mean, and he's really the first one to break into the kind of the games industry as the Annunciation coach for was it Warren Spector's team?
I think so. Yeah, but they were going to be doing the Epic Mickey 2 stuff.
Well, now it's Epic Mickey.
Yeah. Yeah, Epic.
So, right, Epic Mickey. Yeah. You've got the
I mean, because I didn't get the job for good reason. You know what I mean? Right. Like I didn't really know how to go about it. But yeah, great. I think it was all of his Deus Ex.
Well, there were lots of people vying for his talents.
Yeah.
Like Jersey Shore wanted him.
That's right.
Real Housewives of Atlanta wanted him. But no, he went where the money wasn't. And that good on him. He went
noble.
For the art.
That's he made the decision from his heart.
That's right. It's a noble cause.
Because I know he'd also had his eyes on Broadway, but he just never had the opportunity.
That's true.
It wasn't presented to him.
He was looking at Broadway, but I did hear that he got a few offers as the copy editor, you know, to fix, you know, grammatical errors and spelling errors and stuff like that on the posters for Broadway, which is a great gig. He's going to fit right in there. And so best of luck to him. You know what I mean? Like, Godspeed, my friend. But yeah, I think we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. There's a few little things of news, but this is going to be kind of a quick cast. But this break brought to you by the new man in charge right over here, Mr. Imran Khan.
Or as Marcus say, Imran Khan.
That's why they pay him the big bucks. And we're back, and I like to think this is kind of a dawn of a new era for Nitro Beard. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling empowered right now, because that was some badass music. What did you think, Brian?
I actually don't know, because it hasn't been edited at this point. But yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and say, yeah, that was a great song.
Look,
I trust you.
Now that I'm in charge, I expect a little bit more professionality from you. I'll edit this out, probably, but in the future, make sure you don't go like that, okay? Yep.
That was, all right, no, that's a little weird, but, yes.
So, video games.
Yeah, video games. I like video games.
Yeah, video games.
What have you been playing, Wes?
I've been playing with a baby. That's all I've been doing.
Did you not just hear the speech? Okay, never mind. What have you been playing,
Brian?
Okay,
we'll do it live. not a whole lot. I played golf today. That's the direction my life's going in.
Yeah. I've kind of noticed I've been doing more daddy stuff, too. You know? And... video games. Video games. Okay. There was the Mass Effect 3 thing, because you guys talked about it last week, and I wasn't there last week. The Mass Effect 3 ending. Okay, there's a lot of hype about this ending, right? But there's a part of the game that has been completely overlooked, at least to me. And it's the music.
Yeah, what?
Like, the music. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, Brian, you probably feel this way, right? Like,
I love the Mass Effect music, but I haven't played 3 yet, so.
There's something about this music, man. It's really good. It's like a, you know, because how the first one was sort of like that Vangelis, very synthy keyboard deal. And then the second one was a little bit more orchestrated, I guess. Well, this one's like a weird, I don't know, it's inspiring.
Inspiring?
Yeah, you can like listen to it, right? And like, okay, let's just say we're like all at a, it's the type of music to where, let's say we're all at a campfire, right? And we're like eating a big, I don't know, like a boar leg.
A smorgasbord?
Yeah, like a big just thing of meat, right? Just a big thing passing around, talking about like a battle or something. And we hear this music from Mass Effect 3, and it starts playing, it, you know, you get inspired, and you start getting this sensation, and, you know, it's almost like you're, you know, like, powering up in a way. You're, like, just fulfilled. You feel like that song has purpose, and it's dry.
The same kind of empowerment that Imran was talking about earlier.
Yeah, see?
What kind of analogy is that?
See, it's, no, but it, you know what I'm saying. It's like, you hear it, right? And it's just, there's this essence of what you do. It's like that song was made to propel your people forward. You know what I mean? Like, you're going into battle, you're headstrong, you're unwavering attention.
But we were talking about the story of Mass Effect. Music has nothing to do with stories.
The music is so good.
It's part of it, though. It's all of it.
Oh, the music is the story, man. That's what I'm saying. He's singing about all the adventures, and he's singing about everything that's going on in the world around.
I'll go home to my parents, confess what I've done, and I'll ask them to pardon their prodigal son. That was one of my favorite parts.
Dance, you see what I'm saying? Like, oh, it's almost like...
Oh, what's wrong with you guys?
You know, it's just, it's almost like all the stringed instruments. That's the only thing. I wanted to hear more, you know, lutes. I wanted to hear just that sensation of just pure mood. You know,
creativity.
Yeah. Oh, man, because it's such a strong narrative in that music.
What?
You know, I mean, it's so hard to explain. Like, okay, say there's a perfect song for every situation. You know? Like, if you're having a bad day, Imran, someone could come up and be like, Imran Khan, Imran Khan, why don't you turn the front upside down?
Hark.
See? And yeah, it works. You know what I'm saying?
What the hell is going on?
See? And the best part about that music is, like, I can listen to it all the time. I listen to it while I'm changing my baby's diapers. I'm listening to it while I'm doing the dishes. It's unbelievable. There's very rare. It takes a special type of person not only to, like, appreciate that music, but to make that music. Can you imagine? That's the stuff I'm talking about, man. It's awesome. Oh.
Okay, that's it. I'm selling Nitro Beer to NBC. This podcast is over.
Come up with a new riff on your guitar, write a poem, a story, a joke, make a sketch or a painting, cook a new unusual meal. Bardic creativity shouldn't be limited to producing verse about employers and warriors. The point is to be putting something out there, actively participating and contributing to culture, not just sitting back, listening and observing. You should be baking the cake, not just watching Buddy the Cake Boss baking cakes on TV. Oh, God.